Good morning. A deep trough of low pressure for this time of year that's been overhead all weekend long is pivoting through this morning. The last bout of energy associated with this trough is pushing some showers through a good chunk of interior New York and New England, and even a few heavier bursts of rain out there. But as this trough lifts through New England and into the Canadian Maritimes, we'll have gradually improving weather today, first in central New York and then eastern New York and western New England. And eventually, it looks like we'll have a return to sunshine across the entire area by the time we reach the middle and latter part of the afternoon. Still, though, a west-northwesterly breeze kicking in will keep temperatures more autumn-like, with highs in the 60s to around 70 and some lower 70s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Skies will be clear tonight with high pressure building in. It'll be comfortable and cool, upper 40s and lower 50s. That same high will dominate the weather tomorrow. And as a ridge of high pressure builds in aloft as well, temperatures will begin to warm. With all that sunshine tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. That ridge will only strengthen through the middle and latter part of the week on Wednesday and Thursday. Full sunshine and warm temperatures, highs in the lower to mid 80s, and mostly sunny skies with that high hanging on into the day on Friday with highs in the lower to middle 80s. The next front will head our way for the weekend. Right now the timing is a little bit difficult as it we'll have to break down this big ridge of high pressure, but it looks like we'll have a mix of sun and clouds Saturday with a chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Then behind the front, a leftover shower Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring showers and thunderstorms associated with a broad low-pressure system located several hundred miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands that continues to show signs of organization. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for development, and this system is likely to become a tropical depression during the next day or so while it moves generally northwestward across the central tropical Atlantic. And another tropical wave now just emerging off the west coast of Africa, and this is producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for gradual development of this system as well during the next several days while it moves westward at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at St. Petersburg, Florida at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Sapporo Air Force Base in Japan at 2:53 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 50. 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 69, that's 6 degrees above normal. 41 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 2.96 inches, which is 1.64 inches above average, and 26.10 inches for the year, which is 1.37 inches of precipitation below average. There were four cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 123, that's 88 above normal, and 871 for the season, which is 293 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today is 73 degrees, the average low 52. The record high 93 set in 1931, and the record low 32 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m., sunset this evening 7:07 p.m., 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Morning showers followed by increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds early today followed by increasing sunshine, breezy, with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, morning showers followed by increasing sunshine today, breezy, with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a morning shower possible, followed by increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Morning showers followed by increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm in the upper 70s. More sunshine, warm on Wednesday and Thursday, lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny and warm Friday, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm both days, and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.